Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for joining me. The 20th of November marks the day we celebrate Universal Children's Day, a date which coincides with the day the United Nations General Assembly adopted the Declaration of the Rights of the Child in 1959, although already in 1954 this Assembly decided to foster a day of worldwide fraternity and understanding between children. So stay tuned, but watch the change of pace and tone, because the manner I've chosen to mark this day is rather unusual. There's a saying, children will be children, even down the centuries. So let's step back then in time to the days of the Romans and quiz our popular Latin lover, Carmelite Father Reginald Foster. Vatican Radio used to have a co-production with UNICEF.
Oh.
We used to do radio programs together. How would you translate United Nations Children Fund?
Nationum Unitarum Opes Pro Pueris.
In November 1954, the United Nations General Assembly recommended that all countries institute a Universal Children's Day. So how do you say Universal Children's Day?
Universalis Puerorum Dies.
At any rate, I went on a couple of these reporting jobs for UNICEF in various countries.
Mm.
Of course, as you know, it's an organization which is a leading advocate for children's rights. How do you say that?
Propugnat in primis puerorum jura.
Active in 190 countries.
In centum nonagenta nationibus actuosa.
Through country programs and national committees.
Per incepta singularum nationum atque comitatuum. Bene.
How do you say reporter from the Vatican?
What are you going to say? Baes auceps, auceps, notitia Vaticanus, notitiarum auceps.
My first reporting job was to a nation often referred to as the rooftop of the world, the Hindu kingdom.
Ah.
How'd you say the rooftop of the world?
Tectum orbis.
And the Hindu kingdom of Nepal.
Ah, bene, regnum Nepalense, Regnum Nepalense, Hindorum.
Would the Romans have known about the Hindus?
Well, the Hindus, maybe not the Hindus, but they knew people out in the East. I mean, with the traders and stuff coming, you know, west, they knew that there were people out there.
But they never went to Nepal.
No.
Then my second trip was to South Africa. The Romans wouldn't have been to South Africa.
No, they just had North Africa, actually only the coastline. And you know what they used to have on their maps for the rest of Africa? Hic sunt leones.
Here are the lions.
That's all they could say about the rest of Africa.
My reporting jobs focused on children, and I had to cover two very different situations. So the first focused mainly on child trafficking in Nepal, no? They had this child trafficking and Nepali children were taken to the Bombay brothels. No? Did the Romans have child prostitutes? Was there child trafficking at the time?
No, not child prostitutes. They had children involved with sex, but I don't know, child prostitutes, no.
Was there trafficking of children or slaves or something like that?
Oh, yeah.
How do you say trafficking, child trafficking?
What are you going to say? Puerorum mercatus, well, negotiatio puerorum.
How were children considered? Were they considered sacred?
Well, for sure. But the mortality rate was so great. It was kind of sad, and people just kind of came and went and disappeared.
My second reporting job for UNICEF was in South Africa, where I met with some former child soldiers. My reporting job was focusing on the post-apartheid violence. That was the theme of my reporting job.
Oh, boy.
So did they have child soldiers, the Romans?
No.
When did they start?
You had to be quite old and you had to pay for your own way. You had to pay to get in the army.
So it was a privilege?
In the old days, yes. It was considered a privilege.
Because they were well paid or because it was
no,
a status?
No, because you had to bring your own equipment and buy all your own stuff. It's a different kind of approach, and this was your duty to the fatherland.
So anyway, my reporting job in South Africa focused on how post-apartheid violence affected children. How'd you say post-apartheid violence?
Oh, apartheid, what are you going to say? Violencia post-segregationem.
And I didn't ask you how you say child soldier.
Ah, bah, there you go again. You could say puer miles, vel miles puer, vel parvulus miles.
Anyway, at any rate, all situations dramatically removed from what is dictated by the Convention of the Rights of the Child. We don't have to read the convention, but we know that within that convention, there's surely the right for children to play, no?
Mm-hmm.
Roman children played.
Oh, yeah. Certainly they had games and they had toys and they had all that.
So what did they... They played nuts, the equivalent of marbles, I read?
Yes.
How'd you say that?
Nuce, they had a whole thing. Nucibus ludebant. Nucibus ludebant with, like, walnuts.
But they played with knuckle bones or pebbles as well.
Yeah. And certainly they used to carve, you know, ivory cubes, like, okay, your dice.
Oh, but the adults used to play dice.
Oh, yeah, from your foot there.
So how do you say knuckle bones? And the Romans played with knuckle bones and pebbles and rolled metal hoops.
Oh, my Lord. Yeah, I know. The metal hoops is a verbero. Ergo volvebant verberones. That's the hoops. I don't know, knuckle bones. What are you going to say? Osa articulorum. Yeah. They had everything.
Yeah. The little girls had dolls as well, didn't they?
Oh, yeah, certainly. And even in Pompeii, we had, like, you know, carts and little horses. Well, they had everything that we have today, for sure.
What do you mean, carts and little horses?
I mean, they had, you know, model horses and
like
wagons.
Toys.
And toys, yeah, certainly. Mm.
Toys representing the life of
their everyday life. Yeah, certainly. Oblectamenta, ludibria.
Those toys were for rich children, no?
Mm.
Maybe poorer children just made little carts with a bit of wood, and I read that they had little mice or pigeons to pull them.
Oh, yeah, certainly.
How would you say that?
Well, we have pictures like that.
How would you say that?
Avivan colum mures vel palumbes qui traherent curus caros.
Heartfelt thanks there, as always, to Carmelite Father Reginald Foster, who's currently working at the Vatican's Secretariat of State as the Pope's own Latinist. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.